friends. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
I want you to take your Bibles and turn to me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to read from verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and from verse 7. In this time of fasting, specifically ministering on the promise of the fast, your health shall spring forth speedily. Everybody say with me, my health shall spring forth speedily. God is a miracle worker. Hallelujah. He can change everything about your body. He can suddenly come on you like he did with Naaman, and your skin can become like that of a newborn babe. Wouldn't the ladies just love that one? Amen. It's whatever your ailment. But today I want to deal with a specific thought, a specific lie perpetrated against the church and against believers in their minds so that we can be set free. Because he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. And I want to speak to you today about healing and the theory that the thorn in Paul's flesh was sickness. And let's read that scripture to start off with today, 2 Corinthians 12:7. And lest I should be exalted, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, the word there's actually weaknesses, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. Thank God for his living word. There's a widespread teaching that God desires that some of his wonderful, devout, precious children should remain sick. That their sickness or disease is just something that they should bear with as good soldiers. That it is his will that they carry sickness around and they must glorify him by staying sick and rather just trust medicine to keep them going. How dumb can you be and still breathe? Amen. They preach that Paul had a sickness that God refused to heal. That healing and the age of miracles has passed. They preach that healing is not applicable for our day. And if you got a disease, just so sorry for you, that one God doesn't want to heal either. And so they come up with all their theories and they say it's God's divine will that Paul would not be healed. They use the scripture. It's amazing. So many scriptures of healing throughout the Bible. But the one scripture where it can be misconstrued, if they're going to preach on healing, they turn to that one. But today we're going to dispel the darkness from our minds. Somebody say amen. From their preaching, you would think that somehow Jesus is no longer moved with compassion. That in his priestly ministry, he has lost compassion for the sick and no longer heals. But the Bible says his mercies endure forever. His compassions fail not. Hallelujah. Paul's thorn in his flesh, they say, was sickness, which God said, he should just bear it like a good soldier. And maybe the devil's been telling you that thing that you've been struggling with, bear it. Bear it like a good soldier. But if Paul's thorn was a disease that God said keep, it would be the first and only time, think of it, in all scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, the first and only time ever that God says, keep your sickness. No, dearly beloved, the Bible abundantly, triumphantly, numerously, overwhelmingly reveals that God is the healer of all sickness. Hallelujah. Let's see what the Bible tells us about Paul's thorn. You know, they say the thorn is sickness. Let's see what the thorn is. If you look throughout the Old Testament, even the New Testament, whenever the word thorn is used, it's never used in relation of sickness. It's used in relation of people, opposers. Like in the Old Testament, Numbers 33:55, but if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides or flesh, and they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. So when he's speaking about thorns here, he's clearly speaking about Canaanites, inhabitants. Don't have them among you. People. God says the Canaanites will be a thorn. They will be an irritant, a harassment to you. Later, God says to Joshua in Joshua 23 that he is to rid Israel of the Canaanites. Don't have them amongst you. Because if you do, Joshua 23, they shall be snares and traps to you and scourges on your sides and thorns in your eyes. Now, nobody thinks that God took the Canaanites and stuck them into the Israelites' eyes. Amen. So how can you have a thorn in your eye? So once again, who is he speaking about? Church? What is God saying a thorn is? People. Amen. Not sickness. People. When we look at, it's plain that it's not sickness. 2 Samuel 23:6, but the sons of rebellion shall be as thorns thrust away. Who are the thorns? Sons of rebellion, not sickness. Paul himself, listen, if you want to know what a thorn is, listen to Paul himself will tell you what the thorn is. Paul says that it was a messenger. A thorn was given me, a messenger. Amen? A messenger. He himself stated that word messenger in the Greek is angelos, which means a Satan or the angel of Satan. A messenger. A demon. That word, angelos, is used 188 times through scripture, of which 181 times it's translated angel, and 7 times it's translated messenger. Nowhere throughout scripture, from beginning to end, is that word translated sickness. And so the entire Bible, in every case, it's a person, a personality, and not a sickness. Without exception. Can you say that with me? Without exception. That word is messenger. Amen. Okay. So the Bible says hell was made for the devil and his angels, angelos, messengers. So a messenger, what's a messenger? Somebody sent on behalf of somebody to deliver a message, to speak lies, to deceive, to harass. That's a messenger. So Paul tells us what his thorn was, and he tells us what that thorn is meant to do, sent to do. He says that he is sent to buffet me. What does buffet mean? Buffet means to constant harassment, blow after blow. And I believe that each and every believer here can lift your hand and say, amen, I know what it is to be buffeted. Blow after blow, day after day, we're in a constant battle. We wrestle against flesh, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of this age. Where are they? Outside of our bodies. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. So Paul's thorn was a messenger of Satan, a demon spirit harassing him, stirring up strife and persecution against Paul, much the same way that Paul stirred up strife and persecution against the church before he got saved. So it's a devil. It's a harassing devil. Everybody say with me, a thorn that Paul speaks about is evil spirits harassing, pushing against. Hallelujah. So I can safely say we all have a thorn in the flesh. Amen. Can I say it again? We all have a thorn in the flesh. Devil buffeting, harassing, trying to get a way in. I don't know about you, but I've learned if I let my guard down for one moment, he's in. He's constantly probing, checking how he can get to you. But thank God, in Jesus Christ, we rebuke, we overcome, we resist, we cast out. Amen. Hallelujah. So when God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, God was saying to him, I'm giving you the divine grace to withstand and to overcome. Amen. By grace we are saved. Everybody say with me, by grace I am saved. Not by grace I bear. Oh, I'm a sinner, but by grace I stay a sinner. What kind of a gospel is that? By God's grace, I overcome. Hallelujah. So when God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient, God was saying to him, Paul, no matter how hard it is, no matter how much they press against you, my grace is on you and you can overcome. And I dare say by reading the Gospels that Paul overcame. Somebody say amen. Because by the blood of Jesus and the power of God, we are more than conquerors through Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I said amen. Hallelujah. So as the Canaanites were outside of the, they were not in the Israelites' body. They were individuals. Cast them out. So the thorn in Paul's flesh, that messenger was outside his body. And he resisted him. What does the Bible say you must do with the devil? Invite him in and bear him like a good soldier. Huh? What does the Bible say? Resist. Amen. Everybody say, I resist. Amen. I pray God put the fight back into you. Amen. Resist. And he will flee from you. He'll come one way, but he'll flee seven ways. Amen. Everybody say, all these thorns will flee seven ways. Praise God. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. How many of you say, God is with me? Somebody say, God is with me. I go about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil. I preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I cast out devils, lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says he went about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You know what the Bible says? They that would live godly in this age will suffer persecution. Amen. But he never said they shall bear their sickness and their disease. It rather says they will not remain sick. It says that he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are. Hallelujah. Not maybe. See if my sickness fits in the category. He took 39 stripes. He bore it all. By his stripes, we are healed. And healing is the children's bread. Somebody eat some. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes I do that. When the enemy comes against me, and I'm up my quiet time, because you all think I'm crazy. Hallelujah. I eat. Amen. I even take communion and eat. Hallelujah. Because healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Thank God he provided bread for us. So, dearly beloved, where did Paul get the term thorn in the flesh from? Where did he get it from? Paul was a student of the Bible. He read the Old Testament. And throughout the Old Testament, whenever it spoke of thorns, it spoke of persecutions. Amen. Enemies coming against. Never did it say sickness. If there was once in the Old Testament where thorn is sickness, maybe I'll say, yeah, Paul, you meant sickness. But never in the Old Testament. Never, not once ever was the word thorn. Sickness. It was always a messenger. So there's no doubt that when Paul says there's a thorn in my flesh, he's talking about a messenger. He's talking about evil spirits coming, trying to buffet you and take advantage of you. But in the name of Jesus, he will not take advantage. We are blood washed, blood bought. We're in a blood covenant with a covenant keeping God. Somebody say hallelujah. So when you talk about buffets, Paul knew what he's talking about. Paul tells us what this messenger did. What did this messenger of Satan do? What was his buffeting? Well, 1 Corinthians 4:11, to the present hour, we hunger and thirst. We are poorly clothed. We are beaten. We are homeless. Paul also says, now for those of you who think you had a hard life, think about Paul. Tell your neighbor, you don't have a hard life, you pretty thing. Amen. Sitting all pretty, your hair all made up. Amen. I know some of us haven't eaten. Hallelujah. I saw a picture on Facebook, somebody posted it, of Mel Gibson. When he made the movie, The Passion of the Christ. And there you see Jesus sitting bruised, you know, after his beating, bruised and the blood flowing, the crown of thorns on his head, like really martyred. And he's sitting there on the set, and the set director sitting next to him, talking to him. And Jesus says to him, so tell me how hard you are having it. Amen. Hallelujah. Context help, doesn't it? Amen. Listen, you've not resisted to the shedding of blood yet. Amen. Come on, we want to raise some tough soldiers. People who don't give up. People who don't back down. People who don't, you know, turn around and turn their tails on the enemy. Stand your ground. Somebody say amen. Paul explains what his buffeting was. He says he was being whipped, imprisoned, suffered hunger, dishonored, suffered evil reports, suffered at the hands of deceivers. He was beaten with rods. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. He floated in the sea day and night. He was cold. He was naked, bitten by snakes. That's what it means to be buffeted, not sick. Amen. So it's Satan's messenger that worked all this against him. Hallelujah. And so when you look at that, that's the orchestration. Who's planning evil against you? Satan. God is good all the time. What is God doing? He's planning good for you. I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bless you, to give you a future, to give you a hope. That's what God is planning. What's the enemy planning? Buffeting. Amen. But thank God we overcome the buffeting. Discouragement. Amen. Breaking you down. He's constantly, why is he doing? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's after your faith. He wants to break that. But thank God we cannot be overcome. Thank God I've learned a long time ago that he that started a good work in me is faithful and true to bring it to completion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say honestly today, there's times that Johnny gave up. But the Holy Ghost wouldn't let me go. The blood still spoke for me. Hallelujah. God is on the inside of you. And you will not be overcome. And when you're weak, you are strong. Hallelujah. Because the battle is the Lord's. Amen. It's not by power or might, by His Spirit. Hallelujah. So bodily healing, dearly beloved, is the promise of the gospel and the revelation of the glorious triumph of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's evidence that he himself bore our disease. Everybody say with me, healing is evidence of Christ's resurrection power. Amen. Listen, people say Paul was sick. No, I want to say to you, Paul knew the power of God. Paul knew the power of healing. Paul knew the anointing of God. Hallelujah. He knew the healing anointing of God. The Bible says in Acts 19, now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Amen. God didn't work unusual hospital beds. That's what some preachers would have you think. He worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Imagine them bringing a hanky from a person diseased. They've laid it on a diseased Paul's body, and now they're bringing it to you. Will they lay it on? No, they'll burn the thing. Amen. I'm dealing with a thorn. I'm dealing with a lie that God is not interested in your condition. I'm dealing with a deception that you need to carry what you have as a good soldier. And I want to say to you, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Believe God and he will heal you. Amen. Paul imparted healing. The Bible says in Acts 14, Paul, observing him intently, verse 10, and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up on your feet. And he leaped and walked. Think of it. This heathen who'd never heard the gospel sees Paul preaching and it builds faith in his heart. If he saw a sick Paul saying that God said, my grace is sufficient, I won't heal your sickness, would that have built faith in this man? No. The Bible says this man who's never heard the gospel, seeing and believing Paul, after hearing him preach, Paul says to him, stand up. Hallelujah. And he's healed. Glory to God. Paul walked in the power of God's resurrection. Somebody say amen. So imagine if Paul was sick. What kind of a witness would that have been? Amen. Imagine a sick Paul arriving on the island, shipwrecked on an island, sick, preaching the gospel and making many converts through mighty signs, wonders, and miracles, being mighty in word and deed by the power of the Holy Ghost. How can a sick Paul do that? Amen. Listen, if sickness was the will of God, then in the name of Jesus, don't you go to the doctor. You're resisting the will of God, you ugly thing. God rebuke you. You dare take the medicine. It's the will of God that you be sick. Bear it. How can it be the will of God? Every time you take medicine, you're actually saying it's the will of God that I be healed. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. Now, I believe in resisting sickness with everything you have. Your faith is not strong yet enough for healing. Take medicine. Amen. Take vitamins. Do something. Amen. Do everything you can, but grow in faith. Don't allow the devil to come and lie and tell, well, that's your portion. It's just the way you are. Well, my grandfather had this disease, and my father had this disease, and I've got this disease, and I guess my son's going to have this disease. That's called a generational curse. In the name of Jesus, so break it, and we declare it stops right here. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. The Bible says, Romans 15, in word and deed I made the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's a very different Paul than what the religious want to present. Amen. Why do they want to do it? To make excuses for their failures to believe. Hello? Amen. Imagine Paul sick with a thorn in his flesh in Acts 28:8, doing this. It happened that the father of Publius was sick with a fever and dysentery, and Paul went in to him and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. If sickness was the will of God, why did they come to be healed? It's not the will of God. Everybody say, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, everything in my life that's not of God, He has delivered me from by the blood of the covenant. Somebody say hallelujah. Listen, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, but some preachers don't go to them because unbelief comes by hearing. Be careful who you listen to. Amen. Don't have itchy ears. Oh, what are they saying? Oh, this is why, because God doesn't want to. Now I know the truth. Be careful who you hear. Can I say it again? Be careful who you hear. Hear the word of faith. Hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Watch yourself. Hallelujah. Because if you listen to that kind of preaching, you'll believe it. Or it will sow doubt in your mind. It's evident that the thorn in Paul's flesh was not sickness. It was a messenger that came to buffet him. So be careful. Like Paul, we preach the gospel, the full gospel, in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. They who believe, these signs will follow them. In my name, they will take up serpents. They will cast out devils. Hallelujah. They drink anything deadly, it shall by no means hurt them. Oh, who you think you are? I'm special. I'm a child of God. I'm in covenant. I'm walking in the ways of God. That's who I am. Hallelujah. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This congregation is anointed to preach the gospel with power, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. Hallelujah. To establish the kingdom of God. Somebody say amen. We are not called to teach people how to bear. Amen. You go up to the hospital bed. Now, dear brother, bear your sickness with patience and endurance. After all, Paul carried his sickness, and God's grace was sufficient for him. Come on, I encourage you. Get away from me, you ugly thing. I want to hear your words. Amen. Listen, when I'm sick, I need somebody come to me with a spirit of faith. Amen. When I'm under attack, I need a soldier to come and stand next to me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says Jesus was a prophet, mighty in word and deed. Hallelujah. Mighty in word and deed. And we are mighty in word and deed. Who are we? We are the temple of the living God. We're the blood-washed, blood-bought body of Christ. He is not sick and we are not sick. Hallelujah. I'm not the sick trying to be healed. I'm the healed in Jesus Christ, resisting sickness. Hallelujah. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our bodies are members of His body. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Thank God. Verse 15, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Verse 16 of 1 Corinthians 3, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Oh, somebody put your hand on your temple and say, thank you, Spirit of God. You dwell in me. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in and quickens this mortal body. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5 verse 30. We are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. Glory to God. We are members of His resurrection body. Hallelujah. We're not members of His body on the cross. The members of the body of cross, that's where we died. We are members of the resurrection body. Hallelujah. We are members of His flesh and of His bones. Why is that important? Because 2 Corinthians 4 verse 10 says that the life of Christ also may be manifested in our flesh. Not in our souls. Read it. He says that the life of Jesus, come on, I want this church to say it triumphantly in faith, that the life of Jesus, say it again, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. I feel like eating. Hallelujah. Come on, say it with me again. That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Now I want you to claim it, and this time I'm not going to say our, you're going to say my. Say it with me. That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in my mortal flesh. Glory to God. Healing is a children's bread. Healing is a covenant of God. Healing is for you today. And it's for me today. Hallelujah. It's evident because God set those gifts in the church Why would he put the gift of healing in the church if it was not for the church? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God has set some in the church, miracles, then gifts of healings and helps. He has set the elders in the church that they'll anoint the sick with oil and they shall recover. He has set this ministries in the house and there's healing in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, just wherever you are, just say the life of Christ manifest in my flesh. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, dispel, resist that sickness. Whatever that condition is that you have, I want you to address it today in the name of Jesus. Say, sugar diabetes out, I resist you. Heart conditions out, blood conditions out, conditions in the bone, conditions in the intestines, conditions in your limbs, in whatever area of your life, in the name of Jesus, I resist you. You are not the will of God for me. I resist you. You're not a thorn in my flesh. I do not welcome you. In the name of Jesus, I declare the life of Jesus manifest in my flesh. I rebuke eye diseases, ear diseases, partial deafness, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. I thank you now for healing. I thank you now for blessing. I thank you now for the anointing of your word. Hallelujah. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. I want to read that again. Receive your healing. Receive the spirit of life in your body. As I read this again, Romans 8:11. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Galatians 3:29. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Father, I bless each one today as Abraham's seed, those who are Christ's heirs. The spirit of life quickening their mortal bodies. Today I release healing in this house. Healing in this house. Healing in this house. Receive, receive his anointing working in you now. The life of Christ being made manifest in your mortal flesh right now. Father, there shall not be one sick and one feeble amongst us here today. In the name of Jesus.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.